Welcome to the Uncompromising Faith Podcast. Why don't you pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable? My name is Homer Less, and along with my wife, Wanda Ring, we are inviting you to join us as we explore what it means to walk by faith.
One of the things that we've discovered as we've walked on this journey is that the nature of Christ is not in us to start with. I've used this analogy before with you, Wanda, and maybe some of our listeners have not read or heard this, but inside of us is a spirit core that's made up of the anti-spirit nature and the spirit nature. And in physics, they have this understanding of mass and physical properties and equations that help us understand. Well, it is true in the spirit as well. We have this anti-spirit nature called self, which we fed and nurtured through life, and it's grown to a size and it has mass. It actually has weight. And in comparison, we also have a spirit core, which was a spirit which was given to us by God, which also has weight, but it is minuscule in most people because they do not have or have not nurtured that relationship with God, so that they've grown up that spirit core. So inside of us is a war between the anti-spirit core, the self nature, and the spirit core. And what you are talking about is that we have to have that self nature come down and shrink in size, because you cannot cast it out. It has to be repented of. You have to basically starve it to death. And as you starve it to death and it shrinks in size, what happens is that the spirit will grow. By necessity, one will grow, one will die. It is always the case. And this is always happening. So through the wilderness, our self nature was dying, our spirit was growing, and our spirit is connected to God the Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit. And as that is fed, it grows in strength and maturity. And as we grow in strength and maturity, we are able to hold that sword when needed. But the default nature most of the time of the spirit is that of Christ, which is humble, gentle, lowly. I like how you put it, Wanda. We have to have a childlike nature, which is lowly, loving, trusting, and forgiving. And earlier, as we were talking, we talked about the nature of God is immensely humble. And this is one thing people don't seem to understand, is they see God portrayed as being this high and lofty God that is full of glory, which is true, but his nature is that of humility. Far more humble than we are, far more humble than any person has ever been. And because he is so humble, he does not take credit. We can give to him honor, we can give to him glory, but he will not take it because it is his nature to be humble. And that humble nature you have to search for. You have to actually humble yourself to find him. But that's the kind of nature you're talking about, that humble nature of God that is pursuing mercy, pursuing humility, pursuing the self-control, putting down that self-nature so that the spirit core can rise.
That's right. And I remember that I had shared on one of these podcasts that the reason for the wilderness was so God could take the plank out of our eye. And I know we've talked about this before, but the revelation I had that one day was when Moses had to go. But prior to that, he witnessed a fight and he intervened and he ended up murdering a man, killing him. And then the next day, he was witnessing another fight and saying, "Brothers, brothers." But they were saying, "Who made you Lord over us? We know what you did the other day." And it was like they could sense and see and smell the hypocrisy off of Moses. As I've said to you, the plank was swinging from his eye so far and wide, they had to duck. So off to the wilderness he went to get the plank out. So by the time the Lord was ready to call him up and out, he had the nature of the lamb. He was humble. He was no longer, you know, drawing the sword. And I find it kind of ironic that, you know, what do we call in the earth lions when they're together? We call it a pride of lions. And again, yes, you become out of the wilderness, you are a fighting force, absolutely. And you never go back to being a slave. You are a fighting force. You stand for righteousness. You stand for justice. You bring and pray God's will into the earth. However, you draw the sword only when the Lord wants you to. Most of the time, it's sheathed. And I thought I had learned that lesson, but I was still making, I think, too many mistakes with mixing it up when, again, God wanted me to be a lamb when I was coming out like a lion. Or even, you know, mixing it up and he was wanting me to be a lion when I was coming out like a lamb. So when you come up and out of the wilderness, you walk in lockstep with the Lord. You're not moving out of what out of the nature that he wants to flow through you. It's either the lamb or the lion. And for those that are fully mature, both will be resident in their soul, both of them. And they will understand the nature of both and when to use that nature in the earth.
Go back to that plank in the eye for a second. As you were talking, it struck me that the removal of the plank is not a one and done. It's not an instant thing. It is a long-term surgery of removing the plank, because we don't know how long that sucker is, and we don't know how deep it goes. So that plank that's in our eye, through the wilderness, we keep going back and back and back, and constantly God is taking us deeper into layers of ourselves to see the self nature, because the self nature is so deceiving that we cannot see it. And it takes a great deal of effort and time to focus where God is leading us, focus on where God is leading us, to see the self nature. And when we see it, oftentimes we rebel against it. We don't like what we see. And so we have a term that we use. We say, kill it or repent. Either kill the messenger or repent of it. So when we're faced with our self nature, whether it be through God revealing it to us directly, or whether somebody we're standing in front of points it out to us, we have a choice. And Moses, when he was in the wilderness, chose to make the choice to let the plank go, to let the self nature go, and be humbled by his circumstances and be humbled through the wilderness. And that's one thing that we see in the nature of the lamb. Jesus is always humble. He's always pursuing humility. Now, he had no self nature in him, but his nature of humility is exactly what we need to get the self-nature out and stay in that place. And it's not easy to have that self-nature being pointed out to us, but every time he does, we have a choice. And what we do with that choice will determine whether we're going to feed the self-nature or kill it. And we want to always kill it.
That's right, Homer. The one thing that I'm seeing a theme in scripture constantly, which is, I think, one of the greatest sins of the flesh nature, of the self nature, is hypocrisy, where we present ourselves one way to the world, but behind closed doors we're something else. And so, like Paul, I don't want to be sharing things on these podcasts and then I end up disqualifying myself because I haven't been obedient. I'm saying, oh God, keep me from that. Let me be the same, whether I'm out there talking to somebody, whether I'm sharing the Lord, or when I'm inside having prayer with you, that there is not a hypocrisy in me, where I'm presenting to the world one face, but I'm different. And it's heartbreaking because the real church won't have hypocrisy. She'll be without spot, without stain, and without wrinkle. She'll be able to say to the Lord, because as he is in the world, so was I, from John. And she'll be able to face him with boldness and confidence. And as you're saying, he was humble. And see, that you need to have that same humility of the lamb in you. But then when the Lord roars like a lion, you're with him in that. You roar like the lion as well. So that is the cry of my heart, that the Lord would keep me from that. And I would have the boldness and confidence to stand before him and to say, like, I was like you in this world. And so ask the Lord to give you the inner eye. Ask him to give that to you. He will reveal it to you. Remember that one third of the Bible is nighttime communication. If you don't get it during the day, he can give it to you at night. And I got that inner eye during a dream and a vision. But that was, I would say now, about 10 years ago. So I know that the Lord has still been working. But again, that's my prayer. And you see, that's what the bride will be like. She has to be like him. Well, what is his nature, Homer? What is his nature? You see the nature of the lamb. There's more references to Jesus as the lamb than there is the lion. And the only reason there's a lion is because of sin, injustice, unrighteousness. The world is tilted because of it. But he will come back again as the lion. He will root out of the earth everything that offends, everything that's offensive. See, the first time the Lord came, he came as the Lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But he's going to come again as the lion. Why? Because he's the kinsman redeemer. He's going to be like Boaz. He has the responsibility before his father, with his holy angels, to root out of the earth, to evict, a final eviction, everything that offends and is in error. And he will do that as the lion. And then there'll be that peace. And we will behold the Lamb.
Thank you for joining us on this Uncompromising Faith podcast. We hope you have been encouraged in your walk of faith and want to learn more. We can be found at www.uncompromisingfaith.ca, where you can read more about faith, download our book, and connect with others who share in your passion for Jesus. May God richly bless you as you walk in faith.